thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, thunder, feel the thunder.
And that was Love So Soft by Kelly Clarkson. I actually heard that on Pandora the other day and was very impressed.
Yeah, I remember you told me about it. You were like, can we please play this song for a radio show?
Well, because I feel like Kelly is a little out of style. And I feel like this was kind of up to date. And I don't know, I really like the song.
I like it. I actually really like Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, that's fair.
And I missed her. I feel like her... I agree with you. Her songs haven't been
like heartbeat
super
song.
Great. Yeah.
But obviously the originals were great.
Yeah.
But like she wants to be known for more, and I think this is a song that she could be known for more with. I think this is
no,
really
definitely.
Good.
I'm just really excited for this next song. I've been really into like 70s, 80s music. Surprisingly, thanks to my younger sister who is like obsessed with this kind of music. So yeah, we're gonna play some Bee Gees.
Yeah. I actually love first of all this song because it's from Saturday Night Fever.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
You need to go watch it.
Okay.
And it's with John Travolta.
Okay.
If people didn't know, I would, if I can meet any celebrity, it'd be John Travolta. Why? Just because. That's my choice.
I recently found that out.
Yeah, that's my choice. And he is in this movie. The younger version of John Travolta.
The younger version was super cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Grease.
Exactly. So yeah, so that's why I'm a big fan. I'm also a big fan of like oldies music, so.
Got it.
Yeah, so here we go.
Thank you.
And we're back.
Woo-woo.
That was Greedy by Ariana Grande.
I love that you chose that song because I sang it for acapella. I've actually, though, fun fact, I've never listened to that song.
Like as the Ariana
original,
Grande.
Yeah, the original version. Maybe
only
like,
as Mary-Kate.
Just the beginning part, like the Greedy part. But yeah. Other than that, I don't think I've listened to it past that.
Yeah, no.
So
I really like it.
Yeah.
Also, fix the radio station thing.
Yeah, so now
all the right people, our show name, our songs, everything is loaded and up. So
yay!
That's great.
Good news.
Yes. Okay. Our next song, Back to the Bee Gees.
I just love them so much.
This song, as I told Hannah, is also in Saturday Night Fever, More Than a Woman.
I should really watch that movie now.
When he, seduces the main girl on the dance floor, okay. Obviously. I'm pretty sure that's when this is.
Okay.
So, yeah. Here we go.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her ass. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copa Cabana?
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. Here at the Copa, Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana.
And we're back. That was Copacabana at the Copa with Barry Manilow. Yeah, as I explained to Hannah, there's so a lot sad. Of emotion. A lot of emotion.
That's a super intense song.
You go from love to heartbreak to just like despair.
I was not prepared for that. You warned me, still I was not prepared.
Yeah. All right. Well, first of all, shout out to Kelly. Good luck on your test.
Love you, Kelly. You got this.
Okay, quick public service announcements. Also, we have to sign in apparently all the time, but I don't know where the sign-in sheet is. So hopefully, they just listen to our show. Oops. No, we were here.
Yeah, we were present
here. Okay, great. So we're gonna talk about stroke awareness.
Oh man,
when someone's having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. FAST. F. Face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke. Fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. Did you know that I'm first aid and CPR certified?
I did not know that.
As of this summer?
Nice.
My mom asked if something happened, could I save her life? I said no. I would panic and I would not know what to do.
Oh my
goodness. A
girl
got stung by a bee this summer and I literally screamed in shrieking panic.
Of course you did.
For my counselor. Okay, to be fair, the girl was literally on the ground, like dropped, like got stung, drops to the ground, holding her leg in the air as if it like broke in three pieces.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I can't touch her. Like, what do I do? I'm like, just shouting for Kelsey. Like, oh, if she would have got stung, I'd be like, oh, it hurts. That I can handle. But her on the floor, like, having a panic attack, I didn't know what to do.
No, I get that. That makes sense.
So, if someone was having a stroke, again, I wouldn't really know what to do.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't either.
T for time. There we go.
Look for the signs, people.
Look for the signs. All right, to get back to it, we are going to listen to September, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What a great song. What a perfect great song. It's September.
Oh, my God.
Even though it's not the 21st, but, you know, it's okay.
We're almost out of September. Can you believe it?
So scary.
We're almost in October, people.
Almost fall break.
Almost fall break. Okay, here we go.
Remember when it first started, September, love was changing the minds, tonight. someone will look at me like I'm looking at you one day. But then I might find I don't want to get in your way, so I don't worry, 'cause Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this. My mama said,
Mama said
there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this. My mama said,
and we're back.
We're back.
And that was Mama Said by the Shirelles, I believe.
Shirelles. I've never heard that song.
Really?
I don't think so.
Like, I know you say you listen to, like, 70s and 80s, but, like, that's the kind of stuff, like, I listen to on Pandora. Like,
no,
the
oldies kind of. Like, I'm, like, a fake fan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, like, have, like, many songs that I listen to and stuff like that. Yeah. That's one of them that I really like.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like, in that, like, group, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, what's the other one? I'm, like, blanking on it now, but the ones that do, like, Respect and stuff like that.
Aretha. No,
I think she Franklin? Does it, but there's, like, other versions. I mean, I have to look it up. But
I think
there's,
she's
like,
the original, though, no?
Maybe she is. I don't know. There's, like, another group Aretha? That sings songs Aretha? Like that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now we're going to change it up a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
But we need our Taylor Swift. We need a daily dose of Tay-Tay.
Yeah, Taylor, obviously. T-Swift all the way.
Yes.
So we're going to do Wildest Dreams, throw it back to her last album.
These next two are a little slower, so.
Bear with us.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
No one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. Just pretend. Say
Okay. We back.
Yeah. Hello.
I love that song. I love Khalid. I've been telling Sam. She's probably really pissed and annoyed at me. I've been telling her to get Khalid for spring concert. He's so great. And he's only 19. He's our age.
I know. That's like Daya. Daya's our age and she has Grammys already.
Like I looked it up because, you know, I do things like that. And he's like 5 months older than me, so. It's like so crazy.
We are unsuccessful people. That's basically what the bottom line is.
Basically.
Like, you always thought one day, like, oh, well, Selena Gomez, she's like 6 years older than me. Things like that. Gosh. Like, Miley Cyrus. Like, these people are all famous, but I'm not their age yet.
I know.
Now, the people that are being famous are our age.
Oh, my goodness.
The struggle.
Scary.
All right. Next up, throwing it back a little more, It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC. Love NSYNC. Let's go. JT all the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
JT can do it all. So, here we go.
Ooh, yeah. You might been hurt. gonna be me.
And their pockets full grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends, cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping.
We're back.
Good throwbacks.
Okay, well, we have two more songs left for you. First up, Come Fly With Me by Frank Sinatra. I know I've played this previously in my last semester as a radio show host, but I still love it, and we're going to play it again.
It's a great one. It's a classic.
Here we go.
Thou shalt say my name.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Join me in the middle of ecstasy.
Okay. And that was our last song for the evening, Forever by Chris Brown.
What a great song.
Surprisingly, most people would probably think that I picked that song because I'm obsessed with The Office and I've seen it like 8 times. But Hannah picked that song.
Oh, yeah. I remember first listening to it, or like one of the first times I listened to it was a wedding video. Yeah. I did see The Office, but in my brain.
Every time I hear it, I just like melt because.
In my brain, it's because of the wedding video.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, that's it for our show today. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. You're jamming with Ham, and I'm Sam.
And I'm Hannah.
And yeah, that's it. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Peace.